Hello and happy Friday, October 1st. Here are your latest music news headlines brought to you by The Filter. If you haven't already heard the news, Ed Sheeran, Dua Lipa, and the Jonas Brothers are among the huge acts celebrating the holiday season this year at iHeartRadio Jingle Ball. They will be joined by Doja Cat, Lil Nas X, Saweetie, AJR, Kane Brown, Bazzi, Dixie D'Amelio, and Canada's own Tate McRae on December 10th at Madison Square Garden in New York City. Canadians who can't attend in person will be able to watch it all go down live on the iHeartRadio Canada YouTube channel. Make sure you subscribe so you won't miss it. Morgan Wallen, a nominee at next month's Country Music Association Awards, has been barred from attending the show. Wallen continues to suffer the consequences after he was caught in February using a racist slur. He has apologized, saying, "There's no reason for me to downplay what I did. I was wrong. It's for me to take ownership for this, and I fully accept the penalties I'm facing." And claimed he donated around $500,000 US to several black-focused organizations. Wallen's Dangerous, the double album which topped US charts for weeks, is up for Album of the Year at the CMA Awards on November 10th. CMA boss Sarah Traherne spoke to Los Angeles Times about the decision not to invite Wallen to the award show. "This is something we looked at from so many angles. The decision ultimately was the man would not be allowed, but the music and the people who were part of it could be eligible. This is the first time in history of the CMA, to my knowledge, that anyone has been disqualified for conduct. Honoring him as an individual this year is not right, and he will not be allowed on the red carpet or our stage or be celebrated in any way." Harry Styles stopped his concert in Nashville on Wednesday night to help a pregnant fan in the crowd reveal the sex of her baby. The young woman held up a sign that read, "I'm having a baby, please make it your business." A wink at the lyrics from Styles' song, Kiwi. Her friend held a sign and asked the singer to open the result she had in the sealed envelope. Styles hilariously kept everyone in suspense, dragging out the reveal, even pretending to start the next song before sharing the result. "You know, I revel in these moments because I know everything and you don't know," he said before getting the audience to start a countdown. Styles then revealed the woman was having a little baby girl as the crowd erupted in cheers. Styles playfully fell to his knees in emotion. "That's what I wanted," he told an expected fan. "Is that what you wanted?" Listening on the phone Styles was holding was the father-to-be. Thanks to John R. Kennedy for today's news stories. For all the latest music news updates, visit iHeartRadio.ca and subscribe to iHeartRadio CA on YouTube for new episodes of The Filter every week. And thanks for listening.